I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories and one of a series of author interviews, this time with Grace Tiffany, author of Gunpowder Percy. Thanks to WMUK for their help in taping your end, Grace, and welcome to KWBU. I'd like to start by asking when you first discovered your love of writing.
I've always just written all kinds of various things like letters and the sorts of things that you have to read when you become an that you have to write when you become an academic. But as far as more imaginative work, I used to write science fiction stories, I guess, starting in my 20s. I wrote some really bad science fiction stories because I've always been a big lover of science fiction. But I didn't start writing the kind of things I write now, the kind of fictional work I write now, until I became really interested in Shakespeare and the Elizabethan and Jacobean period. And I got really interested in Renaissance characters in so much as we know about their biographies, different sorts of literary characters, and especially cultural trends and ideas that were important in that time. So my first book had a lot to do with, it was about Shakespeare and his fellow actors. It had a lot not just to do with him personally, but with the whole idea of the theater in the Renaissance and what it was for and what kinds of things tragedy and comedy could do for people and this kind of social phenomenon that was the theater. And my more recent book, Gunpowder Percy, is about politics and religion right around that same time, the Reformation and all kinds of upheavals that were going on in England as a result of this national shift from Catholicism to Protestantism. So it's the ideas that got me interested in writing fiction and just kind of manifesting or exploring those ideas in a way that was creative as well as scholarly.
Did anything in particular draw you to this one as your latest work?
Well, it's a pre-made, exciting story about terrorism and thwarted political violence, you know, so all of that's really good. It's one thing I like about it is that there's something skeletal about the story, by which I mean that they know a kind of limited amount about the motives and the lives of the men and the women who were involved in this plot, which for a writer of fiction is great because you get to develop that and create that and not exactly be lying, be just kind of conjecturing about what things must have been like for them, what kinds of youthful experiences and domestic pressures and public pressures went into the formation of this conspiracy that became the plot. So that all seemed good. You know, it seemed like a page turner. It seemed potentially entertaining. And also, like I said, I've just become really interested in politics and religion at that time in English history.
Thanks again, Grace. This has been a production of KWBU and WMUK. Happy reading.